Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Your love give me such a thrill, but your love don't pay my bills. I need
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Sean Doerr. Fitzmartin.com is the name of the company. I need the website, Sean.
Oh, FitzMartin.com. We have some great free resources for folks. And come on, let's talk.
They can find your books there, too, can't they?
Absolutely. Jim, I get a fun story. I was meeting with a business owner the other day, and the subject of reading came up. And I'll be darned if he didn't say, well, one of my books I want to read is something called The Third Ingredient.
Oh, no.
I'm like, I know that guy. I know that guy.
Well, does he have a copy of it?
He did.
Oh, okay. All right. Because if he didn't, we'd have to get him one. How about that?
No, I would have done that, definitely.
That's pretty crazy. Oh, yeah. Well, good. I'm glad to hear that.
It was fun.
Hey, Sean, in the previous segment, we were talking about face-to-face versus customer service, self-service, I should say. And as you know, the only thing that's going to save small business is going to be the attraction and the value of the special sauce, the multifaceted special sauce that is small business, and that try as they might, Amazon and Walmart and whoever the other big guys are cannot produce that. They just can't do it. And we try, but the good news is for small businesses, even as our special sauce continues to be challenged, and the pandemic increasingly challenged it. The good news is we don't have to conquer the world to be successful, right? We just have to find the number of people that want the special sauce. What do you think?
Find your world. And I was having a little fun with you on the Amazon thing, because I think most small businesses didn't want to play. We're working with independently owned pharmacies all across the country, and they didn't have to play. They didn't want to play. But they had to stay in business, but they had to shut down their retail operations, right? So most pharmacies have a drive-through. Most pharmacies will do some delivery. So when you think about it, actually, pharmacy shows a great model of small business,
right,
that had that flexible ability to serve customers, where Amazon doesn't have the ability to really be face-to-face or to have any kind of personality. So I think that small business is beautifully positioned. I think one of the great outcomes of the great acceleration was for small businesses to realize an omni-channel approach to the way I, as a customer, want to be served, right? So if I'm choosing a restaurant, I still like, if I can avoid going in, and you may think I'm crazy, but that's okay. It's my choice. I still like a curbside option. And that may just be because on the way home, I'm tired. I just want you to bring something out, my dinner out to the car.
My wife does that with different things, but I've never done it. I don't do that.
Well, you're the radical crazy one. You're
I'm old school about these things, but I just think small businesses should not give up on their special sauce, because I don't think we really know over the next 2 years how this is all going to settle out. You and I both have lived long enough, Sean, to have seen you could almost call it backlashes, reversions. I don't think we know in a year, 6 months, a year and a half from now, we could see people say, I'm sick of not seeing what I'm buying. I want to go and touch it and feel it. I like going in a place where they know my name, right? Like the old Cheers syndrome. I mean, I just think that could happen.
I think it probably will. I experienced that already. In fact, one of the celebrations, my wife and I just celebrated 30 years of marriage. And our celebration
was
to go after, yes, easy. After a year and 14 months or so of not going out, not going to retail, not going into small businesses that we wanted to. We went to three restaurants. We bought some new shoes at a great little local store. We didn't get on Amazon and order the boots because probably could have ordered our hiking shoes there too. But we loved the experience and met the owners and talked to the servers. And that was great fun. We we are human.
And part of what you just said, I want to make sure we, in the last minute we got left, folks, if you're going to preserve your special sauce in your small business, you're going to have to ramp up the humanity element of your special sauce. You said we met the owners. That is huge. In the past, I've seen small business owners act like they were afraid to touch a customer. In the future, you're going to have to be more like, we're going to have to do that more. What do you think? Last thoughts.
Oh, yeah. You're like a, business owners are sort of small rock stars. I mean, it's awesome. I know Keith Richards at Tzatziki's. I know, it's great to know the owners. It's a lot of fun. There's sort of a little bit of je ne sais quoi. There's something a little special about knowing an owner of a business.
So, and here you thought we weren't going to get any fancy French words this week, folks. Hey, we can always count on Sean. Fitzmartin.com, is that right, Sean?
Come on, come visit us.
As we call him, Mr. Je ne sais quoi around here. You guys didn't think I could say that, did you? Hey, it doesn't mean I know what it means. Hey, Sean, good job today. Thank you very much. We'll see you.
Always a pleasure to be here.
Sean Doyle, ladies and gentlemen. Fitzmartin.com. Check the website out and his books there as well. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I promise. I'll be right back.
Looks like they took my friend. Oh, Lord. I'm stuck in a road die again.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.